Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar on K-Rock Football. And we're lucky enough to be joined in the victorious Brisbane rooms by a young man that we love following here on K-Rock Footy. The only man ever drafted out of Queenscliff. He's been at the Lions now for 6 or 7 years after a wonderful career at the Falcons. And he's now racked up 117 games of AFL footy. And he was pretty good again tonight down back for the Lions. We speak of Darcy Gardner. Darcy, Kingy, Benny Cass and Lee Brown in the K-Rock Hub. Well done, mate. The season continues to roll on nicely for the Lions, but good to bounce back after a disappointing performance earlier in the week against Richmond.
G'day, guys. Yeah, bloody us, it was. We were able to get the kicking boots on tonight, and they kept coming, but it was nice to get a few more goals on the board this week, and we were able to get the job done.
Only, I think, a 4 or 5 day turnaround in the end between games. When you do get beaten like that and you get to move on to the next game quickly, it's probably not necessarily the worst thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the short turnarounds are good for this sort of thing. You get to move on pretty quickly and don't get a lot of time to think about it. So you move on and get a chance to bounce back, which you were able to do, which was nice.
And Darcy, well done on your game tonight. It's a fantastic win. Talk to us about the back six, obviously yourself and Harris Andrews down there, but it would have been really good to get Rich and Birchall back in the team tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, they're two elite boys, probably the best boys in our team, especially off that back line. Not only that, they bring a lot of experience and just that cool, calm, collected feeling down back. So it was good to have that composure and experience down there.
And you were matched up to Josh Bruce for a majority of the night. Can you talk to us about some of the tactics and some of the plans you had for him going into the night? Because you did a really, really good job.
Yeah, I guess sort of worked with Harris. We were just sort of playing sort of between him and Norton. Obviously, you know, he's a bit bigger body, so just sort of, you know, trying to play it smart. Doggies don't tend to kick a lot down the line, so you just got to be sort of on your toes for those lead-ups, and we're able to work together though in the air and come off an assist, and we had Big O down there to help us as well, which is very handy.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Brisbane Lion Darcy Gardner, here's Benny Cass.
Darcy, you've been gone a while now. What do you miss about Queenscliff?
Obviously all my mates and family, don't get to see as much of them at the moment, but probably as well, there's not a lot of people out in the surf in the winter, unlike there is up here.
So you're into the surfing?
Yeah, and it's full down here all year round. As you know, the weather's pretty nice and the water's pretty nice, and so miss a little bit of that, but probably so more so the family and friends.
Is it a bit like fishing? Is it you sort of got to know a spot where no one goes?
Oh, yeah, you do, but I think a lot of those spots are just about gone, so no matter where you go looking, there's usually a bunch there already.
Especially with half the Victorian footy teams up there as well, I'm sure that it'd be packed out. Who do you go fish? Yeah. Who do you go surfing with?
Daniel Rich, he's a keen surfer. Scotty Ballace, one of the coaches. They're the main two. We sort of get down together.
You don't get the Big O McInerney. I can't imagine him on some sort of longboard.
Well, I haven't yet, but it'd be interesting to see. I reckon we might have to give that a go.
Darcy, is it easy? Like, talk to us about, I suppose, that Queensland's had to open itself up to AFL footy. I know you travelled in round one to play Hawthorn. You had the Cats in Sydney, but for the majority of the season, you've either been at Metricon or at home at the Gabba. Do you feel for the Victorian teams and what they're going through? And for you guys, life's basically, you know, as normal as it can be in these crazy old times?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not ideal for everyone. It would be a lot more difficult for them. We only had to do it for 2 weeks. Like you said, we are pretty lucky. We're up here, based up here at our homes. But I mean, you know, there's not much we can do about it. It's just the way it is. If it was like that down there, we'd be down there. But yeah, unfortunately, it's just the way it is and the way we can keep it going for now, though.
Dusty, you've had a couple of short turnarounds in your last couple of games and you've got a week's break now. How important is that for the group and setting up your next little assault on the season?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, yeah, like I said, we've had a fair few games over the last couple of weeks, which has been good and bad, but it'll be good to get that 7 days back to a normal 7 day break. Just a little bit more recovery and a bit more training in. So I think a few of the boys are a little bit worn out, but it'll be very important for us going forward to set us up again.
And your midfield was super tonight. Lachie Neal, you know, another 36 possessions. Lyons was good.
Yep.
McCluggage and Berry continue to improve and are becoming very good players as well. How much easier does that make it for you guys as defenders? The amount of ball they win and pressure they put on certainly would help you guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially over the last few years, we've watched that develop and become a real asset of ours, especially in the centre bounce. They're very good side out of the centre bounce, those boys. And the pressure they do put up on the field is allowing us to sort of win that ball back. You know, they're kicking high balls, not getting laced out on us. So, yeah, they've been outstanding all year.
You're 8-3 now, Darson, barring absolute calamity. You're going to play finals for a second consecutive year. Do you find yourself daring to dream in just an offhand moment that, you know, you could be a premiership player? Does it cross your mind, or is it something you try and put in the back of your mind knowing you've just got to tackle each week as it comes? Or do you allow yourself to picture yourself being, not on the MCG this year, but on a grand final day playing?
Yeah. No, I think the second part there, we don't really think about it too much. Fags is pretty good about that. You know, it's the old one week at a time and just get the head down, because we've seen, you know, it's pretty up and down this year. You don't really know what you're going to get from each team, especially when it gets to finals. It's completely another story. So we'll just keep going for now, and when we get there, if we do, we'll worry about that then.
Yeah, Alex Witherden went down Media Street with us before the game, which was fantastic. You must be rapt to see him back into the side, being another Falcon, and he obviously spent some time out of the side post-COVID, but he's made every post a winner in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have him back, and you said in the team, like you said. Done a fair bit of work with him over the off-season that back in Geelong, and it's good to see him come back in and, yeah, not only play his role, but play really well and show real strong leadership, which is a real strength of his as well. So it's been great to have him back in the team.
He's a good young man. So are you, Das. Great to talk with you, as always. We love catching up with the ex-Falcons when we cover games involving them, and it's great to be able to talk to you from the Gabba tonight. Another nice win for your boys, and, well, we've got a few more Lions games coming up on K-Rock in coming weeks, and hopefully we'll catch up with you after one of those in the next month or so.
Beauty. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great stuff. Darcy Gardner joining us there for Geelong Marine World. Jake Broadhead and the team. Where will you find them? You'll find them on the Port Arlington Road at Moolap. And what have they got? They've got big brands. Suzuki, Savage, Leisure Cat, Baysport and Tournament Pleasure Boats. And they are also now dealers for Haynes Signature Boats. Check them out. GeelongMarineWorld.com.au.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.